This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The family of a 19-year-old black man shot and killed by Colorado Springs police in 2019 has reached a nearly $3 million settlement with that city. Police were investigating a robbery and questioned Devon Bailey and his cousin as suspects. Bailey fled and two officers shot him multiple times. A grand jury cleared the officers of any criminal wrongdoing. Under the agreement, the department will add anti-bias training and other changes for officers. Restaurants say supply chain problems, staffing shortages, and inflation have made it more expensive to do business. Here's CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
According to a new survey from the Colorado Restaurant Association, labor costs are rising more than any other costs for the state's eateries. Roughly a third of restaurants are increasing wages as much as 30%, and just over 10% say employee pay has gone up as much as 40%, and a third say they've added new benefits to their compensation plans. The survey polled 174 restaurants during the last 2 weeks of January. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado is preparing for its 150th year of statehood. A bill to start planning official commemorations would require that they highlight the contributions historically marginalized groups like Latinos, Indigenous people, and people with disabilities have made to the state. Jeanette Stribling Bell told state lawmakers her African American family has been in Colorado almost since statehood.
I want to put my support behind this bill so these stories can be researched, told, archived, and celebrated.
The year 2026 marks the state's 150th anniversary. This is CPR News and KRCC.